Sivri Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sivri Bavli Daf Yud Daled, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Haifim Mu'uberes, Amrula, Matir Shel Ubeze, Me'ish Ploini, V'Koyin Hu, V'Gamliel Ubeze, Leze Oimim, Ne'emeles. V'Gamliel Ubeze say that if a single girl is pregnant and she claims that the father is Ploini a Koyin, she's believed. V'Bishur Ima Lemipiya Nechayin, El Ha'ariz V'Cheskes Mu'uberes, Minosin Rimamze, And Shetavi Raya V'Dvoreh. Rishua says we don't trust her words, rather the halakha is that she's pregnant from a nothin or mamza unless she brings proof to her words. The Gemara says, Amar Blaza hakol meidim bevlad shehu shtuki. Blaza says that all agree the child is a shtuki, of doubtful lineage. V'tani kein bevedu amurim ve'edus isha gufa, aber bevlad hakol meidim shehu shtuki. And we have support from a baisa, what is the matter they argue about? It's testimony about the woman herself, but the child all agree that he is a shtuki. Amri of Yochanan, Shtuki Stam, Marcinu Shtuki Kayan Golol. Rav Yochanan rejects that, and he says the Baisa says Stam Shtuki. This could mean that we silence, means withhold him from inheriting his father's property, but his lineage is still kosher because we find that a Shtuki can be a Kayan Golol. Hei Chavida, Sisho Kayhanim, Iveris, Apirish Echa Mehen, Oval, Havi Marcinu Shtuki Kayan Golol. How could this be? If a group of Kahanim passed by and one of them separated in their relations with her, we find that the child is a Shtuki from his father's property because we don't know who his father is. But he is a kosher kohen and can even be a kohen gadol. Amalei Rav Elazar, Hari almanas ifahi kasheira ubita psula. Rav Elazar says that a widow of an ifah, which means a family into which a psul became mixed, is kosher to kohuna, but her daughter is psul. Amalei kedivrei shu machshir ba machshir ubita. Rav Yochum rejects it and says the one who is machshir her, he is machshir her daughter. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Acha lo amar kedivrei mishu machshir har mechlal. The if chayin posel. Rav Yaakov bar Acha inferred that he said only according to the one who is machshir. It implies that there is another opinion who disqualifies. Mani machshir Rav Meir, mani posel rabbanon. Who is machshir? It's Rav Meir. Who disqualifies? It's rabbanon. Tani ezui isa kasheira kol she'im ba lai shtei mamza v'lei nosim v'lei avdei malachim. The Baisa says, what is a kosher isa? It's one that has no mamza, nosim, or slaves of kings. And Rav Meir says that any family that has none of these, the daughter is kosher to kohuna. Aval mishpacha shenishtakeh ba psul, Rav Meir Oimer, bidek ad arba imayis umasi. However, a family in which a psul was mixed, Rav Meir says one checks until four mothers and then marries. Chacham Oimer, bidek la'olam, Chacham say one always checks even if no psul was mixed in. Rav Yirmi b'shem b'zeira, le'amakein elu b'laza, Shalom Rabbi Yochanan, Amonas Isa Mahi. Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that the question is that Rabbi Elazar didn't say so, rather he asked Rabbi Yochanan, the widow of an Isa, what is her status? May she marry a Kohen? Amalei Kasheira, Rabbi Yochanan said that she is kosher. Bita Mahi, and then Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yochanan, her daughter, what's her status? Amalei Kadivrei Mishu Machshir Bar Machshir Bita. Rabbi Yochanan said that according to the opinion that is Machshir, the mother, the daughter is also kosher. Having by Meima, I'll die to the Blaza, Shtuki, Possel, I'll die to the Yerchen, and Shtuki Kasha. So, the assumption is that according to a Blaza, who said that above, said earlier that all agree that the child is a Shtuki, and Shtuki is Possel, according to Yerchen, a Shtuki is Kosher. After Yerchen, Isle, Shtuki, Possel, Vashitase, Hashivu. And the Gemara rejects it and says, even if Yerchen holds that a Shtuki is Possel, he answered a Blaza according to Blaza's own opinion. But he said, according to your opinion, that you say that the Braitha proves that all disqualify a Shtuki, even Stam Shtuki can be kosher, we find that a Shtuki can be a Kohen Gadol. Hei Chavida, Siyashu Kehanim, Oiveres, Apirish Echa Mehen, Oval, Oyamatsinu Shtuki Kohen Gadol. And how could this be? A group of Kohanim passed by, and one of them separated in their relations with her. We find that the child is a Shtuki, which means he's silent from his father's property, and he doesn't inherit him, but he can still be a Kohen Gadol. Milsa de Vzeira Amar Shtuki Kasha. Vzeira's words show that a Shtuki is Kasha. Vzeira by Kaimi Rav Yosi Afle Inyan Mishpacha Kain. Vzeira asked Rav Yosi, is a Shtuki kosher even regarding family? Is his mother believed to say that her daughter is kosher to permit men to marry her? Amalei Kainam Rav Shimagam Benokish Taman Taninan Le Inyan Mishpacha Bramhacha Le Inyan Kadshe HaGvul. Rav Yosi answered that so said Rav Lakish, there a Mishnah teaches that about family, before one may marry a woman, he must check four mothers, but here regarding Kodshim, outside the Mikdash, meaning Truma, his mother is believed, we must say that a Shtuki is kosher, just It's a stringency, though, in the lineage to check the mothers. Milsa du Shmuel bar Yitzhak shtuki pasul. The Shmuel bar Yitzhak's words show that shtuki is pasul. The Shmuel bar Yitzhak bar me'ata in shtuki kor gam Galil, or could be Leve, or could be Shua. The Shmuel bar Yitzhak asked that if so, Rav Gamliel and Rav Leve say that she's believed, there's no shtuki according to Rav Gamliel and Rav Leve, rather only according to Rav Yeshua. Chaza v'ama yeshtuki kor Gamliel, or could be Leve, or should take us. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzhak retracts and says actually there is a shtuki even according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eleazar when she's silent, or even if she says that she speaks and that she says, I don't know the lineage of the father.